In 45 days, Donald Trump becomes the 45th president of the United States. He said one of his top priorities is to repeal and replace Obamacare. The man who will be at the forefront of that effort, Georgia Congressman Tom Price. President-elect Trump has nominated him as the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. And Andy Miller hopefully can explain what that might possibly mean for your health care. Andy is editor of Georgia Health News. It's good to see you again.
Good to be here.
Okay, so I need to make clear that Tom Price is nominated, but he still has to go through a confirmation process one way or the other, although it looks positive that he probably will go ahead and be confirmed by the Senate. But Tom Price has been a vocal critic of Obamacare. Is he among those who want to just get rid of it and go back to what we had before?
No, he has a plan that kind of emphasizes the private market with tax credits to encourage people to get insurance. He wants to have health insurance sold across state lines. He wants to do some tort reform in terms of liability for physicians. And also do like something like a high-risk pool. He wants to keep some pre-existing condition restrictions as well. But it will be fundamentally different than Obamacare.
And the thing saying that insurance companies can't discriminate based on pre and existing conditions is one of the most popular portions of Obamacare.
Right. And Trump has said he wants to keep that. The only problem with repealing and keeping that is you have to have incentives for insurers to cover the sicker and the older people. And so the incentive under Obamacare is requiring individuals to have insurance, plus giving them subsidies to afford it. That way you get younger and healthier people in to the mix, and that way it balances
out.
Allays
the cost.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's actually hear from Tom Price. This is an interview he did with NPR back in 2011. They asked him about this proposal to convert Medicare into a privately run insurance program, and here was his response.
So what our proposal is to keep it the same for those in and near retirement, because we believe that many people have planned for their retirement based upon the current program. But for those under the age of 55, that we would provide for them an opportunity to access a health care coverage system that is exactly like that members of Congress have.
So talk about popular programs.
Medicare is probably the most popular government program out there, and tinkering with it is really political dynamite. It could explode on Republicans if they really try to go after it, which they've promised to do. And to privatize it will open it up to new alternatives for people, and they'll get vouchers and things like that. But if you talk to seniors, they love the program as is. And they want to keep it, and it's always been a political hot spot for politicians who want to change it.
So then let's talk about you've been covering Tom Price for quite some time.
Right.
So let's talk about what may or may not change, because there have been some complaints about Obamacare. One is rising prices. And because you are an expert on health care, can we get down to the actual brass tacks? Some of the reporting on healthcare has been really, really bad. They've talked about huge increases in premiums, but I think that what has not been clear to most people is that the vast majority of people will never pay those increases.
Right. Their subsidies will go up as the sticker price goes up. So they're cushioned by the subsidies. So they won't see that big high increase because they'll get those discounts and things like that. Obamacare has some problems, Celeste, no doubt.
Yeah.
But in HHS now, there were some real changes that were being proposed by the Obama administration to help insurers kind of afford the cost of really sicker people. And they would have really helped as the system as is. But I think we're looking at something different, obviously.
All right. So let's talk about another one medical doctor based here in Atlanta, Elena George, was talking about another issue she sees with Obamacare. And the thing is that Obamacare has brought in a huge millions of people who are formerly uninsured.
Correct.
And who may have no experience with insurance before and don't realize that there is a cost associated with it on their side. So here she is speaking to Fox Business News.
I tell my patients up front what their allowed amount is and what their out-of-pocket costs are. And you pay for it either way, because I'm finding that people literally stop their appointments or cancel them because they realize that they have to pay out of pocket before the insurance actually kicks in. And it's devastating, honestly, not only to the patient, but also to private practice doctors.
How big an impact is that of people who have never really experienced the fact that there are copays and deductibles?
High deductibles is a problem with Obamacare. A lot of people get a cheap premium, but they have like a $5,000 deductible. Now, that's also happening for the privately insured people as well.
Absolutely.
So all of our deductibles are going up. But for somebody who's just getting health insurance for the first time, it really needs to be explained. This is your choice. You're taking a lower premium, but you're going to have to pay all this money before the insurance kicks in.
What about these costs that we've heard so much about? I think I also am not totally clear on how high insurance costs would be going up without Obamacare, because they were seriously on the rise anyway, were they not?
Healthcare costs always go up. They've been going up for decades. So we were already going to see like a 4-6% increase anyway. My guess is all the people that are listening to your show who have private insurance, their premiums probably went up this year as well.
Mine did.
Okay.
So
there
not
you go.
Just the people listening.
Right.
If you're just joining us, I am speaking to Andy Miller. He's the editor of Georgia Health News. If you have questions about your health care or comments, for an example, but especially questions, you can tweet them to us right now. And if you do it now, then I can ask them to Andy. It's at OST Talk. Okay. So let's go back to Tom Price, because you have covered him so long.
Mm-hmm.
What has he said in recent years, especially since Obamacare was implemented, that might give us a clue as to how he might want to reform it?
Well, he has been maybe the foremost critic of Obamacare in the Congress. And what he's talked about, again, is going to a more private system where there's less government and more freedom for patients and doctors to do the patient care the regular health care way. He talks about tax credits and some other things that will help people afford insurance.
Is there an example anywhere of the world of that working? I know we have examples of the more socialized systems working quite well in a number of countries, but do we have this example of privately run companies handling the burden and it going well?
You know, there is no such like system anywhere. But then again, we don't have any like system to the current system as well. American healthcare
That's
is just
point.
Totally unique and disjointed and all sorts of things.
Okay. So let's hear a little bit from Donald Trump, who, if Tom Price is confirmed, will be his boss. Donald Trump has vowed to replace and repeal Obamacare. We're not entirely sure what that means, but here he is speaking in that long interview he did with 60 Minutes.
We're going to do it simultaneously. It'll be just fine. That's what I do. I do a good job. You know, I mean, I know how to do this stuff. We're going to repeal it and replace it. We're not going to have like a 2-day period, and we're not going to have a 2-year period where there's nothing. It will be repealed and replaced, and we'll know. And it'll be great health care for much less money.
Okay, so what is the truth of this? Because there are also a number of health care experts saying you cannot, even conservatives, saying at this point you cannot repeal Obamacare by any method without it causing a major disruption.
20 million new Americans got coverage through Obamacare. So the judgment on Trump care will be how many of those people will lose coverage and what will it cost the taxpayers? Trump and the Republicans will have a harder time fixing health care or changing health care than they will with the other things that they want to do, like immigration and infrastructure. It's a very difficult problem to solve if you're going to get rid of the current system.
Why are even some health insurance companies are saying, hold on, we don't, this is not what we want either. Why?
Well, insurance companies like certainty or more certainty. They don't like risky things. And so if the Republicans go through with repealing but delay that repeal for 2 or 3 years until after the congressional elections, the insurance companies may say, okay, well, why should we continue to do this Obamacare thing when we're going to have something different in 2 or 3 years. They don't have to participate.
Okay, so I want to continue with the cost, because that seems to be a lot of people's concerns. And another cost that is rarely brought up when people are, healthcare reporters at least, are reporting on the complaints about Obamacare, is how expensive it has been in the past to cover people who use the emergency room as a general practitioner, right? They have a flu or they have an asthma attack and they go to the emergency room. Let's hear a comment from Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel. He was actually one of the architects of Obamacare, and here he is speaking with NPR and saying, kind of echoing what you just said, that one way or the other, we got to have universal coverage.
It has to have a universal health care coverage system. It has to guarantee people who have illnesses that they can get affordable insurance. It has to innovate in the delivery of care, so we have higher quality care at consistently lower costs. That's the goal.
What have we heard from either Trump or Dr. Tom Price about how they would reach universal coverage or whether that's a priority?
Well, Trump talked about it during the campaign briefly. He talked about everybody should have coverage. But I don't see that the plans that are currently in Congress will get anywhere close to that. In fact, experts say that people will lose coverage that have coverage now if what's being contemplated gets enacted.
So what does this mean for Georgia? We never picked up the Medicaid expansion, for example.
Correct.
And we have had serious problems with hospitals, especially in rural areas, closing. We've had problems with a gap in coverage. Is that expected to get worse should the plans of the Trump administration go through?
We don't know what they plan to do on Medicaid expansion, whether they're going to keep it or throw it away like the rest of Obamacare. Here's an interesting fact, though. Mike Pence expanded Medicaid when he was governor of Indiana. And there's other governors like Snyder of Michigan and former Governor Brewer of Arizona who definitely like the system.
But governors are very different from national politicians.
Absolutely. And I think the Republicans have got themselves in a corner that they have to do something on Obamacare right away. But what are they going to do? It still has to be worked out.
In the last 30 seconds that we have, there has been some controversy over the American Medical Association endorsing Tom Price. Why the controversy?
Well, doctors come in all political stripes. You have some on the far left who really like Obamacare. You have some on the far right. I mean, I think you could say Price is definitely in the conservative area. And I think there's a lot of doctors who like the coverage that patients have gotten. Now, all of a sudden, they're looking at an HHS nominee who wants to overturn Obamacare. And so they're very concerned about that for their patients' sake.
Right. Georgia Health News editor Andy Miller, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Great to be here.
If you have questions, you can still get them to us. If you're worried about your health care, what are you worried about? Call us at 404-500-9457 and leave a message. We're also on the Twitter. The show is at OST Talk, and I'm Celeste Headley. For today, that's On Second Thought from GPB News. Have a great day.